So in this episode, I'm going to talk about one of the most hated words today by feminists and a word that causes so much conflict and so many arguments, which is patriarchy. We're going to talk about the origins of patriarchy, or actually, what is patriarchy? We're going to talk about why it exists. How does it relate to feminine masculine polarity? And the most importantly, we're going to talk about the misconceptions about it and what I believe the post-feminist movement has got it wrong and why we need to stop the message that patriarchy is evil. So let's begin with the definition of patriarchy. If you look in the dictionary of what patriarchy is, essentially patriarchy is a system of society or government in which men hold the power and women are largely excluded from it. Other definitions are a system of society or government in which the father or eldest male is head of the family and descend and reckon through the male line, okay? So that's what the patriarchy is. And if you were to ask me, do we live in a patriarchy? Absolutely. And in fact, when you consider different forms of how societies are formed, if you consider the reasons behind it, it makes sense that patriarchy is what it is today, and I'll explain why. There are to date no documented successful societies where matriarchy was actually the prevalent form of society organization because it just doesn't work. And so let's talk about why patriarchy exists. Men hold positions of power mostly in today's society, and men have access to a larger amount of resources. And that is actually universal across cultures, everywhere around the world, in almost any country. And this is proven by studies as well. Now, the problem or the misconception with patriarchy and what we hear today from postmodern feminists is that they're blaming the patriarchy, marching with this idea that we need to come to equality and that we need to take the patriarchy down. And patriarchy is portrayed to us as men are superior, women are inferior. And some of them even say that men are in charge and want to keep women inferior, down in the kitchen with children, not having a voice, and so on and so forth. And so that attitude and that belief is basically politics. And there is an agenda behind it. It is driven by resentment, bitterness, and revenge. Because when you actually look at patriarchy and why patriarchy exists, patriarchy in itself is not evil. The fact that men are at the top and hold most of the positions of power and have access to resources is, please pay attention to this, is actually because of women. Women are the direct effect of patriarchy. Women's mating preferences in men are a direct result of why we live in the patriarchy. Let me explain this. There has been a study done, an incredible book that I recommend reading is Evolution of Desire by David Buss. David Buss is evolutionary, is one of the leading or the leading expert in evolutionary psychology. And so here's what he says. He says, we investigated populations in 37 cultures on 6 continents and 5 islands that varied on many demographic and cultural characteristics. So he talks about a research study that he did. The participants came from nations that practice polygyny, such as Nigeria and Zambia, as well as from nations that are more monogamous, such as Spain and Canada. The countries included those in which living together is as common as marriage, such as Sweden and Finland, as well as countries in which living together without marriage is frowned upon, such as Bulgaria and Greece. In all, the study sampled 10,047 individuals. Male and female participants in the study rated the importance of 18 characteristics in a potential mate or marriage partner on a scale from unimportant to indispensable. Women across all continents, all economic systems, including socialism and communism, all ethnic groups, all religious groups, and all systems of mating, from intense polygyny to presumptive monogamy, placed more value than men did on good financial prospects. There were some cultural variations. Women from Nigeria, Zambia, India, Indonesia, and some other countries valued good financial prospects a bit more than women from South Africa, Zulu communities, Netherlands, and Finland. In Japan, women placed more value, good financial prospects, roughly 150% more than men. Nonetheless, the sex difference remained invariant. This is the most important piece. Women worldwide desired financial resources in a marriage partner more than men. These findings provided the first extensive cross-cultural evidence supporting the evolutionary basis for the psychology of human mating. They have become established among the most robust documented gender differences in the entire field of psychology. And in the book, it also says that women usually prefer 100% of the time for a man that they see in a mate to have access to resources and good financial condition. And I think it was Jordan Peterson that says, as long as women prefer men who are ambitious, who are successful, and who have access to vast amounts of financial resources and other types of resources, as long as women prefer those types of men, patriarchy will exist. And this is not to blame women for... Women are to blame for patriarchy, literally and figuratively. So if you want to stop patriarchy, and if you don't want men to be at the top and hold the most positions of power and have access to resources, the solution is simple. Stop preferring men who are ambitious, successful, and have greater financial prospects. Understand that this mating preference is not something that you really choose. It's something that has developed evolutionary psychology over thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And the reasons are actually very simple and very clear. If you're a woman, you know. Hey, girlfriend. Before we continue with this episode, I wanted to jump in real quick and share an important message for you. There's a lot of advice out there about dating and relationships. Books, experts, and gurus, and even your granny has a surefire way to succeed in love. And most of it is complete BS. Well, maybe not so much granny's advice. As you may or may not know, I run a transformational 10-week group coaching program called Claim, just like the podcast, that has helped hundreds of women around the world completely change their dating reality with men, where they go from being frustrated and burnt out to actually enjoying dating and starting to attract some amazing men, men who stand strong in their masculinity, who are confident, who court and pursue you and plan and organize and pay for dates, but who are also emotionally available and are ready and willing and again available for a relationship with you. And I've developed this program with one thing in mind, that you already have everything you need to attract the man in the relationship of your dreams. You don't need to change who you are not broken. You just need to make a few key shifts, and they all start from the inside. If you're ready to feel that kind of excitement, ease, and joy in dating and relationships that so many of my clients have experienced, and me myself, as you know, I have attracted my masculine men and now have a family with him, I have an invitation for you. Work with me and my team to get on the fast track so you can start seeing big changes in your life ASAP. Go to claim.com/apply to sign up for your free, no-catch discovery call or short interview with a member of my team. This will be your chance to experience our approach firsthand and to ask any personal questions you might have about the program and whether this is a good fit for you. It's also going to be our chance to see if we would be a good fit for you, because we're not in this and I'm not in this for a quick buck, and we don't work just with anyone. We're committed to your success and we want to make sure we can help you to achieve it. The good news is that dating and relationships doesn't have to be this hard. So if you don't want to wait around any longer wondering where are all the good men, if you need an urgent change and are open to receiving personalized help and guidance and want to invest in yourself, then apply for this no catch. There's nothing that you need to give us. It's just a free discovery call for you so you can see whether this is a good fit for you and so they can work on this together. So go to claimed.com/apply. This will take you to a calendar where you can book your call, answer some short questions, and then we shall see you on the other side. All right, now back to the episode. If you're a woman, you know, women bear children. We get pregnant, we give birth, we nurse babies. We need protection and provision. Not so much in today's world, obviously, if you live in a Western country, but nevertheless, still, and it's all in our bodies and it's all in our DNAs. Women everywhere in all countries prefer a man with resources, and at the same time, they want women to be on top or equal. It doesn't work like that. A female's choice, if you read books on evolutionary psychology, mating preferences, biology, and so on and so forth, almost everywhere in the animal kingdom, female preference is what leads males to behave in certain ways. So, an ambition is one of the top qualities that women find attractive in a man. If you're a woman watching this video, ask yourself, what do I find attractive in a man? Chances are, and studies have proven that now, that you're attracted to a man who is successful, who is ambitious. Women will always marry up in terms of economic resources. Men will normally marry down. And so what this creates in the pool of men out there And by the way, most of our, well, not most, a lot of our behaviors in the world and how we succeed in life, what careers we choose and how we do things and how we live our lives are based on evolutionary mating behavior. And so because women prefer men who have vaster amount of resources than them, and they prefer ambitious and success, that's what men do. Men compete with each other. Men take greater risks to access those amount of resources. Men are more confident. Why? Because they have to compete. They have to hunt. Statistically and historically, women do not. We never had to, right? It's just recently, it's a phenomenon of the, what, it has been 70, maybe 80 years since women have, you know, gained access to career and professional development and all of that. But that's just not enough time to, you know, to develop another preference or to develop another way of being. So patriarchy is the result of female preference for men who are successful, who we can trust, and who subconsciously we know will take care of us when we get pregnant, will take care of our families. And now we get into the discussion of feminine masculine polarity, because I got a question there and a woman is like, isn't feminine masculine polarity related to patriarchy? Well, when you really think about it and in the context of what I just explained, yes, it is. And, you know, when I heard about the concept of feminine masculine polarity, it's quite intriguing. It explained what I feel and who I'm attracted to that masculine energy, and why I, as a woman, want to feel safe in the relationship, and how I learned about these polarity dynamics in attraction and relationships, and it really fascinated me. But just believing in it, you know, believing it as a spiritual idea wasn't enough. So I went deep down the rabbit hole of studying evolutionary psychology. And this is where I understood what patriarchy is and why it exists and why in most societies, that's how the world works. And again, if we want to live in a different world, it's going to take thousands of years for women to start potentially preferring different types of mates. But I don't see that happening, to be honest with you, as long as our biology is what it is. Women are the only one to give birth and, you know, nurse babies and take care of children. And men at that same time are going to go and hunt, are going to go make money and provide for their families. So the feminine masculine polarity is directly related to that, because evolutionary psychology explained to me, and it kind of put all the pieces together in my puzzle of why feminine masculine polarity actually exists, why most men are activated and are masculine essence men, because men are protectors and providers. They always have been for thousands of years. And we, and most women, are feminine essence women because biology, because we have a body, you know, because we have wombs and that are designed to create life. I'm hoping that this video was helpful for you to understand it and not kind of blindly follow this whole freaking trend about patriarchy is evil. Break down the patriarchy. Okay, break down the patriarchy. And then what? The trend that's happening today, which is very sad, and I work with these types of women, the more women are successful, the weaker the men seem to be. And if you go and ask all women at the top today who are single, and a lot of them are, ask them what's the biggest problem in dating. They're going to tell you, men are weak. They're intimidated by my success. Well, of course, men are weak, are intimidated by your success, because you want a man who is more successful than you, who has access to more resources than you. You will always want to marry either equal or up. The more women rise, the less actually, and this is not going to sound very good and you don't want to hear it, the more women rise to the top, the less access they're going to have to even more successful men. Now, how we solve this problem and all of that, this is for another video. But this video was all about patriarchy, why it exists and how it exists, and that we should stop looking at that as evil and understanding this is what we have to work with, right? For me personally, I don't really see a problem with that, because I don't look at men as evil. I don't have a belief system where I have to take down men. I actually appreciate masculinity and I see what the masculine does. And I very much respect it, admire it, and I'm grateful for it. I have a lot of empathy for men. I have transcended my bitterness, resentment. I have healed past those wounds. And what I want to do, I want to create a future where, for my daughters, where they appreciate and value men, and there's no battle between the sexes. Everyone understands who they are, how to communicate with each other, why things happen the way they happen. Of course, today you can be at the top, be a CEO, be a founder of a company, rule the world, or rule the country as a woman. It's an incredible time we're living today. But what you are going to have to do is also learn how to shift from being in the go, 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 I'm at the top, do, 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 in all of your masculine energy, coming to your feminine energy, being able to relax, surrender, and let go of control. If you want to attract and be with a man who possesses those masculine qualities. I'm hoping this is making sense. If you're listening on the podcast, I would really, really appreciate a review, and I'll see you on the next episode. All right, beautiful woman, thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And please, please leave a review. This is super helpful for me, for the podcast. And this is a time to give back, to leave a review, share this episode with your girlfriend who really wants to hear it. And you can also find me on Medium and YouTube at Anna Rova, where I share pretty much very similar content and where we change the world one embodied woman at a time. All right, I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for being here with me today.